we discuss the latest season of Big Brother from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 10, our final episode.
Yep, final episode.
Yes. Sad, so sad.
Well, I'm not sad.
You're not?
Not really. I mean, it was time for it to be over. You know.
I am, because I enjoy Big Brother. Even
well, I do too.
But I have my issues with it, but I enjoy it, and so I'll be sad to see it go.
Well, I won't, because there's other stuff that I like coming on. It's coming back on, so, you know, this coming week, I'll have a lot of good stuff to watch and, you know, discuss and everything.
Okay, so what did you think about the finale
show? I liked the finale, because Ryan did not win the money.
Yay.
That's what I like. I did not want Ryan to win the money because he's a big, dumb lummox.
Well, I wanted Adam to win between
I did too.
Those two. I definitely wanted Adam to be the winner.
Me too. I think what clinched it was his two things. I think it was Ryan's responses to Chelsea's question. And James's question, and then I think it was Adam's response to Matt's question, because he was going to do some good stuff with the money.
I think that they all realized that Adam wasn't as dumb as he thought.
Exactly.
He was losing challenges on purpose.
Yep.
He was, you know, wishy-washy in some of his decisions, but then he basically explained that away by saying, you know, he planned some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew that he had to outsmart people, get a relationship with everyone, but still play that game.
And, you know, I was a little disappointed that he didn't admit that he threw that last round three of the last HOH competition, because I know he did, because he wanted Ryan to be the one.
Well, Sheila said that.
To nominate Sheila.
When she went to the jury house, she said he threw that challenge. He could have won that, and he could have won all the other ones, too. And I think she's right. He could have won it. But I don't know. I think he would have admitted that if he had.
I don't think so, because he could see the grilling Ryan was getting. So I think immediately in his little brain, he was thinking, okay. I mean, because I'm telling you, Adam had a lot more on the ball than you thought.
And Sheila came in. First of all,
I like the fact that when they started the finale, and of course, you know, you got to listen through Julie Chen doing all that talking because, you know, that's her script. But when they went to the sequester house, I was just amazed at how hostile the people still are. They were hostile.
Yeah, because they feel like they were duped, lied to. I think a lot of them had gotten over it. But, of course, the latest ones, you know, Sheila and Sharon.
It's fresh.
It's fresh, you know, so they're still.
Yeah, but Joshua act like he was still PO'd, too.
Joshua is just a big baby.
You know what? Joshua has been more of a diva than I thought he was.
Well, you know what?
You know?
I identified, when I was watching the finale, I realized what it was that made me not like Joshua and not like Chelsea.
Why?
And I had forgotten it or just didn't think about it this whole season because I originally did like them both.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it all came back to when Amanda was in the house, who I really liked as a player, and when Joshua attacked her to me for no reason. They were irritated with her, but they didn't have to go through all that. I think that was when I started not liking Joshua, was when he was so mean in that attack.
He was.
Talking about her looks, talking about her dad. And then Chelsea also lashed out at Amanda. And I remembered that today when I was watching. I was like, you know, that is why I didn't like Chelsea. Because I did like her at first. And that's why I didn't like Joshua.
Well, I mean, I like Chelsea, but two things. She had some hoochie wear on today.
Ooh.
And I was kind of.
Now, see, you always talk about Natalie.
Oh, Natty hoochie. Looked like a stone hoe tonight. She looked just like a hooker, you know? But all the girls had on short dresses and stuff. Sharon looked so cute, though. She looked really, really nice.
I liked hers.
Really, really nice. And Sheila looked really good, too.
In that long
black dress. That was very good. Amanda looked amazing in that blue, though.
Yeah, she was cute.
Wow, she looked very pretty.
I wanted them to talk to her.
I did too. I was disappointed when they had the first six house guests come in there. They didn't ask Parker nothing. They didn't ask Amanda nothing.
No.
All they did was talk to
Jacob,
Allison and Jen.
Nothing. None of them.
Yeah, they just asked them to. You know, and I'm thinking, oh, Lord, nobody wants to hear from them. But anyway, getting back to this sequester house, I was really, you know, that scene where all six of the house guests were sitting out in the yard waiting for the last person to be evicted. They was, well, who do you think it'd be? Who you think it'd be? Joshua, though, Joshua had it correct. And his reason for why he thought it would be Sheila was correct. But he was just so mean about it. I was really surprised.
Well, he didn't like Adam.
Well, but I was just surprised at his level of vindictiveness. That's what I think.
He is mean. Yeah. That was evident in all of his attacks on people.
Yeah.
Because when he would attack, even after the Amanda thing, I didn't really like Allison.
Mm-hmm.
But even when he was attacking Allison, he was like overboard ugly.
Yeah, he was
getting
ugly.
For no reason. I mean, you can say what you have to say and go on.
Mm-hmm.
It was, that's when, remember we were talking in one of our episodes that it was kind of like Dick. In last season, yep. He was going just way too far.
Oh,
with
and
it.
You know what? Speaking of that, you know, I usually get up and like go to the kitchen, go do something when they're going to have a commercial break. But I, on the first commercial break, I didn't avert my eyes soon enough, and the camera just focused right on Dick and Danielle looking like nasty fools. And I thought, oh, good Lord, what are they doing there? Their season's over.
Well, Janelle was there. Eric was there.
I did see Janelle.
They had a lot of past house guests.
Yeah. And what was the crying chick last
Amber.
Season? Amber.
Amber was there. I saw her too.
Amber Whamber. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, she was there too. Yeah, I did see her. So, but anyway, but so, you know, of course, Sheila's telling all the house guests, oh, no.
Adam screwed me over. He lied to me all the way to the end.
He threw
that competition so that he could have Ryan do his dirty work. Mm-hmm. He never planned to take me. She has been like that since the beginning. She has been argumentative and just hateful towards Adam since the beginning.
And do you know what? When Adam said that to the jury, when he was saying, you know, I come into the house with this, and what he was talking about was, I come into the house not knowing anything, and right off the bat, I was paired with the person who treated me bad immediately.
Right.
Immediately, and throughout the whole game. And then they all had to stop and think, yeah, because she was always fussing at him and saying
always.
Stuff to him and this, this, this.
For no reason.
For no reason.
At the beginning, at least.
Mm-hmm. So, but, did you see Ryan? He was sitting down, wasn't moving at all. He started sweating like a pig.
Oh, yeah.
I was cracking.
He's going to be sweating because he,
oh.
Ryan choked.
He choked.
He had good speeches during his HOHs and stuff, but he prepared him. He couldn't prepare for those questions, and he just choked. Mm-hmm. He was stumbling, stuttering. Worse than Adam ever could do over those questions.
Well,
I thought that one question was really good. What did Joshua ask him? What are you planning to do with the money? Or who was the ask?
No,
that?
Matt asked him. And okay, so what do you plan, Ryan, to do with the money? Because after Adam gave his answer, Matt said, oh, yeah, oh, good answer. Okay, Ryan, same thing. What do you plan to do with the money?
Yeah, and didn't somebody say, are you planning to give some to Jen?
Well, they might have said that in the background.
Oh.
But Matt was the one that asked the question. Because Chelsea asked him, how could he
be with a person
like Jen, who was doing the things that she was doing in the house and other things? How could he be? And, you know, you could tell he was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But, you know, he said what he said. Well, he said, you know.
I still love her.
This is the person I love.
I wasn't happy about it.
I plan to be with her all the rest of my life, blah, 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 blah. Because Ryan knows Jen is the best looking woman he's going to ever get. Because she is cute, though.
She's not that cute.
She got some
personality. Ugh.
Well, she got some props, but she is a cute girl, though. You have to give her that.
Well,
she is
I
cute
would
girl.
Have liked Julie Chin to ask that question. Why did you say all that stuff about him?
She didn't want to go to that racism route, that race stuff. No, there's enough race crap out, you know, in the media.
And
I did like
Allison's response when she said, "I just didn't like the fact that if you supposedly love someone, you saying all that stuff about him."
Mm-hmm. But Allison was a big fat liar, though.
She was
set up there talking about, "Well, I didn't have any feelings for Ryan." Oh, yes, yeah, she did. That's why she was going to tell the other house guy. That's the whole reason why she went and told Sheila.
She was mad that he wasn't on to her.
He wasn't going to be because
he had the girlfriend.
Right. See, in the house. So, you know. But anyway, so after that questioning, though,
I thought
the questions were okay. I mean, they weren't as difficult as they could have been.
What, the jury questions?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They weren't as difficult as they could have been. I mean, most of them wanted to know, most of the later ones, like Sheila and Sharon, wanted to know why did you do to me what you did to me? But the other ones was more interested in, like, what they're going to do with the money or their gameplay
Sharon asked Ryan, why did you have to lie to me all that time when you had no intention of taking me? We saw the video where you were giving Adam a look.
Uh-huh.
And he really couldn't, he was like, well, he was at the time, I meant what I was telling you. But then, you know, at the last minute, Adam had a good case and blah, blah, blah.
And, you know, they were showing both Ryan and Adam, you know, when Ryan was answering that Sharon's question.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam had this look on his face like, I was sitting there thinking, oh, yeah, he going to tell the real thing if Ryan keeps on. He's probably going to say, well, wait a minute, Sharon. No, that really ain't true. Mm-hmm. He was plotting all week, you know, to get you out and stuff. We decided you was a stronger player than Sheila. So, but Adam didn't say anything, though.
Ryan wasn't plotting the whole week. He wanted Sheila to go. It was Adam that pulled him around at the last minute, which that part was true.
Mm-hmm.
But, like he said, he could have made that choice for himself. He was the one, you know, deciding it.
That's true.
Although I think, you know, he could have made Adam have to choose himself. Mm-hmm. And then he would have saw where Adam was at, you know?
Yeah, that's true. What did you think about Julie asking Natalie if she wanted to hear what what Matt had said about her in the house? I'm sitting there wondering, why is she asking her that?
Focusing on that, I know.
Yeah, why is she asking her that?
First of all, I was irritated that she called Matt Maddie.
What's up with that?
Why does everybody call him Maddie? His name is Matt, and that Maddie crap is just so
Natalie
annoying.
Started that stuff.
But then my thing was, you know, she said that they're going to have the old house guests come back, excuse me, who've watched the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
And Natalie, you might be surprised to know some things that Matt said about you. Natalie says, yeah, I've heard some, and then she kept kind of going back to it. So, you know, is there anything you want to say, Matt, to Natalie?
Mm-hmm.
Natalie, how do you feel about what you think that you might have heard? I mean, why?
That was real dumb.
Yeah,
that
and was it was real kind of dumb. Uncomfortable. I'm like, the girl done told you she heard, and he's looking all uncomfortable. Show the goddamn tape then.
Yeah.
They never did show nothing.
I was just going to say, they never did show any tape.
And so
I
was like a waste. They could have been asking Parker or Amanda or Jacob or any of them other fools questions.
Yeah, and when all the people came back in, I mean, she could have asked any number of questions. She could have at least asked Amanda, how you doing? How you feeling now?
You know,
asking about that gin crap.
They normally say, what has your opinion been of the people you were aligned with at the time you were in the house?
Or something like that.
Or something to show something about what people were actually doing.
Yeah, that was a piss poor job. That was really poor.
Was stupid.
Yeah, that was real dumb. And another thing. Now, I didn't see the finale last time, because then you know why.
Yeah.
But did they do that key thing last time,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, they've been doing that.
Okay, because I just thought that was kind of awkward. They walk up there with both the keys, and they try to hide and show what.
Yeah,
that was just stupid.
They've done that for the past, what?
Oh, they should have had them go to the diary room or something.
No, because they wanted to be live.
Well, yeah, but
no, they wanted to be live.
I didn't like that at all.
Well, that's how they've done it for the past several seasons. So They're just doing the norm. It just wastes time. To me, the show should have been an hour and a half.
Yeah, it should have been 90 minutes.
They had time to actually interview people, mm-hmm. talk to them, mm-hmm. maybe have some fan questions from right. the, you know.
But the one good thing about it, though, is, well, we'll get to the third award, you know, later on. But I was kind of wrong, because the last time I predicted that Sharon and Joshua and Chelsea and James would all be voting for Adam. And Joshua did not vote for Adam.
Well, I knew.
He voted for Ryan.
I never thought Joshua would vote for Adam because right. he had that alliance with Ryan.
See, I thought he would, though.
And I didn't think so because mm-hmm. he still was going to be loyal to Ryan till the end.
And I thought Matt
but he was
would,
the only one to vote for Ryan.
Right, because I thought Matt was going to vote for Ryan. He did not. He voted for Adam.
No, I think he knew that Adam would have, I don't know. I think he liked Adam better and thought Adam did a little bit better.
I think so. And
didn't lie as much to him.
Right. And Natalie voted for Adam too.
Yeah.
So everybody voted for Adam, and Sheila ended up voting for Adam.
We knew she would because yeah. Sheila's crazy.
Oh, man.
She is back
she
and forth.
She was doing all of that talking and everything. Oh, and one thing I found interesting, and that is when Sheila, and it was when Sheila asked her question, and Adam was doing his, you know, he was getting agitated now, and he was doing his little behavior, and he did that with Joshua's question, too, and Joshua got all salty with him and said, well, don't be yelling at the TV
Joshua
screen.
Joshua is a bitch.
Oh, man, he was such a little diva, but anyway, and Adam
bitch.
Said, well, you know, hey, that's just the way I am, I apologize, and Matt was the one that said, oh, man, you got it all wrong. He said, that is the way that Adam is. And then
James actually said that.
Well, but so did Matt, too.
But James brought it up. Mm-hmm. He says, if you don't get how he is and how he talks, and you don't, that's how you will think that he's cocky.
Yeah.
That's just
yeah,
how
that's
he is.
Yeah, that's when he was saying, oh, he's cocky. And he said, no.
No, you just
not.
Don't get him.
Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty good.
I was glad that Adam won because despite, you know, I've liked him from the beginning. Despite mm-hmm. some of the little wimpy moves I think he made.
Yeah.
But now looking back on it, you go, was he really being... I think he truly was kind of being wimpy and trying to work all sides.
In the beginning.
On some of those crazy votes
yeah.
that he did.
Yeah.
But then he was like, oh, wait, the House don't like that too much. Let me backtrack. And
right.
He was good at adapting himself and then explaining it to where it made sense.
Yeah, because in the diary room when he was talking, he'd be telling you exactly why he did it and what he's thinking down the road. And who was that? I think it was either Matthew or James had said that Ryan does think down the road.
Yeah.
See, so, you know, Adam does think down the road.
I think
no,
they were talking
Ryan.
About Ryan.
Yeah,
yeah,
they were talking about Ryan, which is true, but I'm just glad Ryan did not win.
Yes, I
oh,
didn't
I would have been so upset
of that money. I
well, she
can't
gonna get some.
Ban her.
She gonna get some money because he got $50,000. But I'm glad Adam got the $500,000 prize. And then Julie Chen announced that during the whole program, they were going to have the public vote on their website. You could go vote live, and they were going to win.
$25,000 right. going to the best juror.
Right. Award.
The favorite juror.
Favorite juror that the public voted
now,
for.
Now, I was
so.
Shocked that Sheila got second.
I'm not, because she did so much damn whining about I need the money and stuff. I'm sure people felt sympathy
for her. I was surprised,
though.
I was.
Yeah.
At that. I was thinking they would give it to Sharon. I thought it would be between Sharon and James.
I thought it would be between Sharon and James, too. I really did.
So I was surprised when they said Sheila was the second vote.
Yeah.
Second place
I think
vote.
She was surprised, too.
Yeah.
But when Julie made the announcement, though, I think it was Matt is the one that said, oh, and he looked around and said, James, you know.
Yeah.
Or something like James ought to be the one. But James won it.
Yep.
Yay! I was glad James won. But bless his little heart. He had on
oh
his he had on his stretchy blue pants. Poor James.
He needs,
clothes.
To take at least 1,000 of that and go get some new granimals.
New clothes.
Leave the granimals at home, James. And that rainbow belt and that ugly V. That's not even a V-neck. It's like he cut the shirt into a V. I mean, you can't even afford a goddamn t-shirt.
He did look kind of...
Poor thing.
Kind of bad.
He needs to quit that doggone biking and go get a damn job.
I like James, though.
I like him, too, but
I'm glad
he won.
I'm glad he won. Oh, you know...
They couldn't let him borrow something for the TV show.
Yeah, that's true.
Those girls look like they all had new dresses on.
Yeah, they did. All of them looked like they had new dresses on.
No. Except Natalie. She had this. Natalie had
that same hoochie wear on. And you know what, though? When I was, when they were standing up at the end, and I was looking at Allison, she had hoochie wear on, too.
I didn't even notice what she had on.
She had this funky blue dress on, but it was, it ended maybe 1 inch from where your underwear ends. Just like Chelsea's dress. I mean, it was really pretty short.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
It was not good. It was not a good look for her. So, but I thought Sharon looked really good.
Yeah.
I thought Chelsea looked good, but it was a little hoochie though.
It was a cute outfit.
It was a cute outfit, but it was a little bit short. But Natalie was coming out of hers. Her fake boobs was just coming out of that top, you know, and it just didn't look good for her. At least I didn't think so. Anyway.
No.
So. But yeah, James do need some clothes.
Poor thing. Poor little thing. So I was actually happy about that too, because you know, I didn't want James to win. He was actually a very interesting person.
He was a very interesting person, and I'm glad he won some money.
Yeah.
I'm glad he won some money. So,
Well, I'm interested. See, now, usually once they have the finale and they have their little round of interviews on the Today Show or the early morning show or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
You really don't hear much from the people, what they're doing and everything. So,
well, and
I'll be interested to find out how long Ryan and Jen stay together. If Adam actually does what he said he's going to do with the money.
I think he will.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. I think he will because
any fallout they might get from what they've done or said.
Well, I think Adam will be true to his word because, first of all, he actually does work with the Autistic Children Foundation. And so I'm sure he will give him the money. But like he said, I will give $100,000 to the Autism Foundation for their after school program, and then he said I'd like to start my own business, but he didn't say what it was, so maybe he'll say tomorrow on the interview what it is.
Maybe.
But and you know, of course, you know, buy some stuff for himself and his family, help out his family. So
yeah, that's
what he said.
Yeah, it was good.
So, you know, another season is over. Yeah. This one was okay. I hope when they come back in the summer, they don't have these twist things. They just have a straightforward Big Brother.
No, you know, they won't do that.
You know, I didn't like this couple crap anyway, though.
No, I didn't like that either.
I didn't like that couple crap at all.
So I didn't either.
Hopefully they won't do that again.
I want just singles. Now, if they want to do some kind of twist, that's fine.
Well, yeah.
But don't do the couples because they're getting rid of too many people at once.
And don't do that America's Player crap anymore either, like they did in that...
That would have been fine if they would have let the America's Player play. Let's not even go there.
Oh, yeah. Let's not even go there. Okay. But so when it comes back in July, hopefully they'll have more than one black person on it, too. But, you know, they probably won't.
No.
They probably won't have no black people on it this time.
I think there was just 1 year that they had two.
When?
Black, I think Marvin and Danielle, weren't they on the same season?
Oh, that's right. Marvin and Danielle were the same season.
And then, they had two Asian people on one with June and Jen.
Yes, they did.
That's when they had people that had dated each other, past relationships. Yep. The X Factor, that's what
X Factor, yep, that's right.
So they need to mix it up. They need to have some Asian people, Hispanic people, black people, white. Have it all mixed up. Just have just one or two sprinkled in.
Yeah, that's what they always do. That
will cause more drama.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
They always vote off the black people first. Wow. Always. Except one time, and that's when Danielle almost won. But what'd they do with Marvin? They kicked his butt out to the curb.
Marvin was kind of nasty, though.
Well, but anyway. But, you know, and the only reason Danielle lasted that long is because she flew under the radar quite a bit at first. And then she aligned herself with the little preacher boy.
Yeah.
And a couple of other people. And they looked upon her kind of like a mother figure.
Yeah.
You know, unlike Sheila, she wasn't, you know, doing all that whining and complaining and stuff. And she was a nice person, and she was funny, too. So
I think they need to make it equal parts of everything.
Yeah.
And see how it shakes out.
Yeah.
See who bands together, kind of like they did on Survivor, except in Survivor, they actually paired everybody up by race.
Mm-hmm.
But just let them all flow and see. Mm-hmm. That'd be the truest but social I do experiment.
Think, right. But I do like when there is a balance of men and women, though, because if you have all one or a majority of one gender and not the other, they're mm-hmm. just going to pick the other ones off.
Right.
So, yeah, at least make it even that way. And they seem to do that.
Yeah, I think they do that.
Pretty much every season, they seem to do that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's fair. But anyway, so this is going to be our final little episode until July when Big Brother comes back. And yes. then we'll be Big Brother 10.
Yep. I'll be looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Okay. You can still catch us, though, every week. We're going to go back to our regular podcasting, which is Sisters Interview, where we talk about all of our favorite TV shows.
That's right.
So we will be back with an episode of Sisters Interview
this week. Yeah. Well,
this week.
This coming week. Yeah. But at the end of the week.
Right. And some of the shows that we normally would talk about were Survivor.
Well, Women's Murder Club is coming back this week.
Yeah, Women's Murder Club.
Ugly Betty started back last week.
Ugly Betty Lost.
Lost.
We talk about Lost.
Has been on for a couple of weeks now. I think American Gladiator is coming back in about a week or so.
We always talk about Hell's Kitchen when it's on.
Oh,
and America's Next Top Model. And can I just put a little, no, I guess I should wait.
Go ahead.
I am so aggravated.
With what?
Tyra Banks.
Oh, yeah.
America's
Next Top Model.
I can't even stand looking at her. Whenever she comes on the screen, I'm just like, ugh. Oh, just put the girls back on. I like the show, but Tyra gets on my last nerve.
Why?
I'll save that for our podcast, our Sisters Interview podcast. Okay. But yeah, so okay. We talk about that.
Well, and we're going to definitely have a lot to say about Hell's Kitchen. I love Gordon Ramsay.
I do too.
That is my man. He is just too much. So
and
be sure and tune
in. I'm definitely going to be talking about Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is the final season.
Mm-hmm. That's another sad, sad occasion.
Yeah, that's true. And then I also got hooked on this really, it's a really awful storyline, but I can't help it. And that's Dexter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's real.
A lot of people like that show.
Quirky, but yeah. I like the actor who's actually playing Dexter, so, and it's easy to get hooked on it. So, anyway, but we'll discuss all that on our Sisters in Review podcast next week.
And we hope that everyone can join us. We'd love to have all of our listeners follow us there.
Yes.
But we'll definitely be back in the summer with Big Brother 10.
We'll definitely be back in the summer. And as soon as we find out who the house guests are and what kind of, twist or format they're going to have, then we'll have a kind of like an introductory episode we did this season.
Pre-season episode.
Right. And talk about that. So, okay.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah. This is much better than Big Brother 8. So, yeah. I enjoyed it.
It's been great. All right, well, signing off for the season, I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister J.
See you next season.